two orphaned baby beavers are growing up on screen for all to see, thanks to a 24/7 livestream webcam at the Interior Wildlife Rehabilitation Society in Summerland. The baby beavers, which are called Kits, are named Tiny Tom and Baby Nelson. Both Tom and Nelson were found without a family and were brought to the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. While the kits are unrelated, they have become bonded while living together at the center. The kits will live at the Rehab Society in Summerland until they are 2 years old, when they will be released into the wild. To monitor how our patients are doing without disturbing them, we have installed web cameras in some of our enclosures at Interior Wildlife Summerland Rehabilitation Facility, said Eva Hartman, founder of the Interior Wildlife Rehabilitation Society. Read more. Bobcat kittens thrive at Langley Rehab Center. Since September, the center has been posting the live stream of the kits to YouTube and on the Interior Wildlife website. Since the facility is not open to the public, the new Beaver Cam allows people to stay up to date on how Tiny Tom and Baby Nelson are doing. We're excited to bring this unique feature to the public and hope that it will give a glimpse into the secret life of these industrious semi-aquatic mammals. We believe that people protect what they know and education is key when it comes to wildlife welfare and conservation. Our webcams even have infrared light, so viewers can see what the beavers are up to at night when they are most active, said Hartman. To support Interior Wildlife's efforts to rehabilitate and release injured or displaced wildlife, the center is inviting to people or businesses to sponsor the webcam live stream with a monthly donation of $100 per camera. For more information about supporting the live stream, email donate@interiorwildlife.ca. In addition to beavers, the Society cares for a wide variety of native animals including ducks, bats, squirrels, skunks, porcupines and turtles. For more information visit interiorwildlife.ca or follow the Society on Instagram @interiorwildlife.